Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Pocket money. Do you give your children pocket money? And if so, how much do you give them? Paul Merriman is with me in studio today. Paul, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Are you a pocket money fan?
I am. I think, I think teaching kids about money as early as possible is a really good idea. The obvious way to do it is through pocket money. Children develop their money habits, Andrea, from about 6 or 7 years of age, typically from their parents or their guardians. So really good idea to start getting them talking about money, thinking about money, pocket money, and also trying to get them to spend the pocket money and save a little bit. Kids' attention span is not going to get you a year's savings. It's going to get you maybe weeks or months if you're lucky. Just trying to exchange for a chore, exchange for something in the house. A lot of people listening might, from maybe 6 or 7 years of age, right, but teenagers might just automatically give pocket money without maybe linking it to chores as well, especially teenagers. No harm in getting them to lift the thing around the house.
Should it be linked to something? It should be.
Especially for the teens, because they're coming towards a working age, getting towards, 15, 16 years of age, getting their first part-time job. So there's no harm whatsoever in linking it to something. Maybe not being as strict on it, but maybe saying, here's two or three things to do around the house this week. Help your mum, help your dad, whatever, in order to link it to the payment. But the big thing is, how do you pay it? So a lot of people talk about maybe giving kids cash to get them used to holding cash. I don't actually agree with that anymore. Because by the time these kids get to adult age, they're going to be probably using a digital payment like a Revolut. So therefore, getting them used to that from as early as possible. And most kids these days are using, can you rev me on a nearly a daily basis at this stage? So there's no point in forcing the cash issue. I think grandparents are on Revolut. Parents, it's easier to transfer money these days as well. But the good thing if they are on Revolut is that Revolut have a really good savings account, actually. So for the kids that are putting pocket money in, it's 2.25%, which is really good. And it's paid daily. And I love this because the kids can get to see their savings go up by a couple of cents every day. So they get used to earning money on their money. And I think that's such a good thing for kids to understand.
Is the message with pocket money that, for a level of work or the job that you do, yes, you get reward? Or is it about teaching them about savings?
I think it's teaching about handling money. It's actually more about spending as well, wisely, and maybe a small bit of savings. I wouldn't be hammering home on the savings too much with kids. I think it's more being able to use money for enjoyment, being able to use it for, I suppose, maybe teaching kids not to waste the money, and maybe saving a small amount of money for something to buy in 4 weeks' time, or maybe 2 or 3 months' time. Or there's a family holiday coming up, or if it's a Christmas break, trying to get them to say, right, why don't you put a little bit of your pocket money aside so you can buy this present, or you can do this for somebody. But also trying to get them to use it for maybe towards enjoyment. So whether it's a cinema trip or whether it's a bowling or something that they can get to enjoy the money with, rather than maybe more online activity and taking it away.
They get the benefit of the experience.
Exactly.
That their money,
and that's what you're trying to teach them, I think, when it gets to that age.
Tracy's with us on the line, Paul. Tracy, do you operate pocket money, or how do you navigate that?
I do, but she does have to do chores for it. There's one expectation is that she has a room clean at all times.
Right.
And then say, help me with cleaning up after the dogs. And then say, general house, like putting things in the laundry, helping me with the washing machine, load the dishwasher, clean up after herself if she cooks, because she's 11 years old. She's able to cook now. So, and also I do teach her to save. Like he was saying there, she was able to pay to go to the cinema with her friends at Christmas because she saved her money as well.
Yeah, so she gets the benefit. And as she got, when did you start pocket money with her, Tracy? What age?
I think she was around 7. Now, when she was 7, I used to give her minor things to do. I wouldn't have given her massive things. Now, she doesn't do the work, she doesn't get the pocket money.
Yeah, I was going to ask that, yeah. how do you monitor this or enforce it?
it's by a day. If she does what I've asked her by the end of the day, she'll it'll build up to, say, about 7 quid a week, roughly.
Okay.
But also, it depends. On some weeks, if she does more, she gets more.
And over the years, as she's got older, has the scale increased?
It has a little bit now. And her asking for things as well, if she wants to do something, sometimes if she doesn't have the money, she will ask. But she's told you better do your chores. So,
okay.
And I don't give her extra just because, But yeah, most of the time she does. But sometimes, like this morning, I had asked her to do something and she didn't do it.
No reward
for that one. No.
Yeah, and I suppose if all of the friends in the group or the other kids in the class are operating of a pocket money system, like, it probably puts pressure on parents, I imagine, Tracy, then. That,
I'd imagine, you know, it does. Now, I don't talk to other parents generally about pocket money. I do. I have a friend that, and they'll tell me what they do. But again, it's similar to myself. And I use both cash and Revolut. She has a Revolut card, so she learns how to manage both.
Mm.
And I've also taught her how to be savvy, not to be spending her money on every single thing she sees.
Okay.
That is.
And it works for you guys?
So far, yeah. And like, even I find sometimes, though, she wants you to spend your money and her not to spend hers. she's gone too clever.
She's navigating the system all right. Beth Ann O'Riordan is with us as well, Tracy. Beth Ann's a psychotherapist. Where should parents, I suppose, how should they start or approach this, first of all, Beth Ann?
Oh, well, I think all of parenting is about raising a child to be independent, ultimately, like one day. And everything happens through conversation. You know, like, we want to help our children with money, friendships, managing time, organizing themselves, so many different things. And this really only happens if we get that balance between being fair and being flexible, and through conversation. You know, if we do anything with an iron fist as a parent, then we have lost our child. And that's a really tricky place to come back from.
Do the kids actually, you know, do they learn about financial responsibility and independence from having pocket money?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, I think there's so much perhaps that can be put onto schools, but really it's the parents who teach children the most about life, and pocket money and financial independence is a huge part of raising your child and teaching your child and helping them when they've spent all their money and they've none left and they're so sad. And that's life, isn't it?
Yeah, so suppose you have to kind of learn it from a young age. You're a fan, though, of Revolut cards. Listeners wondering about that, Paul, if they should
Big time. And the big one, especially when you get towards the teenage years, is oversight of where the money's being spent. So I think that's the problem with cash with teenagers, is you don't know where they're being spent, and there's too many, I suppose, threats to the kids when they have cash, when they get towards their teenage years. So I think Revolut's a really good place to be. It's really good oversight from parents' point of view. You can look at what the transactions are. You can look at who sent the money, who they sent money to, and if they're taking money over an ATM machine. Where kind of once you pass over cash, I find that people themselves feel they won't ask where it's gone, and the child probably doesn't feel they have a responsibility either. So I think a situation, a big brother watching teens with money is not a bad idea whatsoever. And that's why I think I'm so pro it, to be honest with you.
I know quite a few of my friends have the, like, there is a parent account, isn't there, in Revolut?
Yeah, there is.
I think they count with, you can only top up as well.
Yeah, you can only top up, but you have to authorise if somebody's topping up. So if a grandparent or an auntie or an uncle wants to send the money, the parents have to authorise the money to be paid into the account as well. So like I said, it's really good parental control on that money. I think that's really important. Kids, I think one of the listeners there said, mate, or one of the caller said, from 6 or 7 years of age, it's typically around communion age. Once kids get money from communion, it's the first real haul. And then teach them from that age. I think that's why most of these accounts only start at 6 or 7 years of age anyway. Revolut's from 6 on, Plus Money made for kids is from 7 years of age. It's kind of that age where kids need to start getting the pocket money and getting used to money. But like I said, it's more about financial independence then for teens, and making sure you can have an oversight and making sure it's not going anywhere you don't want to go.
Eric's on the line too. Eric, you've three kids at home. Are they all receiving some kind of pocket money?
No. I've a 5 and a 7 year old. They're not receiving pocket money, but the 12 year old is. And we kind of started giving her stuff maybe around 9, but it was we never gave her weekly pocket money. It's all about her doing work, about doing jobs in the house, little jobs or big jobs, whatever it is, and she gets rewarded for that. And what we find was a great eye-opener for her is, just say if I get her to clean my car, to hoover the car, I give her a tenner. And or we put in a Revolut account, as was suggested there. So we put in, and when she then goes to Starbucks or wherever with her friends and buys one of those Cathy Frappuccinos and it's 7 quid, she realises very quick that 1 hour of work cleans the car, gets her a biscuit and a Frappuccino or something. So she realised, it's brilliant for her. I found it brilliant for her realising the value of money and then the value of work to go with that money.
And so, and is it the more jobs that she does, Eric, the more money she gets, basically?
That's exactly it. And we noticed then at the end of the summer when she realised she was going off, like at the Life Variety, she went off to, what's that big festival in Leash that everyone goes to at the end of the summer?
Electric Picnic.
She went off to Electric Picnic with some friends and her parents, and she needed money to go, and she had to do jobs to get that money. So she was out weeding the garden and she was
flat out cleaning the car.
She was flat out But it works really, really well. So that's why I think pocket money, like, we just don't give it every week for the sake of it. She does jobs. She gets money. If she wants to do extra stuff, then she gets extra pay. You know, like, if she does hard things, she gets more money for it. So I think it's a good way to do it. And like when your parents or when the callers are there, like in the school, schools can talk about this. And I say this as a teacher. Schools can talk about it, but you have 30 people in the class and half of them aren't listening to you. If a parent can reinforce it at home and get good practice at home, that is worth, never mind school, that is worth anything. That is what it's about. It's about parents.
And I suppose for your other, the younger two at home, Eric's, you know, watching their older sister, you know, getting money for in receipt for doing all these jobs around the house. Like, it's, you know, it's probably a good ethos to establish for them coming up next.
Oh, definitely. The 7-year-old now sees that her older sister's getting money for doing stuff, and she's offering to help out. She's offering to do jobs. And again, this isn't daily stuff like, you know, putting your plate back in the dishwasher at the end of dinner. This is for the extra stuff and for the, like, for if you have to wash the floor or hoover the floor or things like that. And she's now helping out. The 5-year-old, he just thinks money falls in the trees. He's no idea. But the 7-year-old sees, she's now beginning to understand, and she's now looking that if I want to buy something extra, I need to do work for it. And I think that's a good way to raise your children.
Yeah. What age, Beth-Ann, would you suggest parents maybe start pocket money?
I think, honestly, every child is different. And that's not me just copping out of answering your question. I think every child is different. And also every family has different financial, realistic financial goals themselves. You know, I'm thinking as people are talking here of teenagers even, and you know, the kind of, right, you have to do your jobs, otherwise you don't get your money. And that's not realistic for a lot of teens. You know, teenagers can come home and do 3 hours of homework a night and they're absolutely exhausted. And you know, if they've learned about money earlier on, you know, like if they're younger, then they understand the concept of money. But we have to really watch out that we don't punish them then if time isn't on their side. But I think back to your question, everything is about relationships and being open and honest and talking about things. And I think we don't want to terrify children, and we don't want them to get this inner dialogue of, if you don't do the jobs I'm telling you, you're bad and you won't get your money. I think we just have to just take a really nice pace with it and just help them explore life. And that just happens naturally.
Finally, listeners, as I've used the On Puss card with my 3 kids, I find it great. I wish we'd all been taught to budget from an early age. This listener says, I give my children whatever their age is. So the 11-year-old gets 11 euro, the 13-year-old gets 13 euro, and so on. And finally, Paul, this listener says, I'm in such a stress about giving my kids pocket money. Other parents seem to give them so much money. I think it's far too much, but I don't want them feeling left out. It's horrible.
Yeah, I think a very small nominal amount then. I wouldn't be getting too caught up on how much the amount is. And if you think they deserve a little bit more in a week or a month, or if you're even in a better situation, to give them more. So yeah, try not get too hung up on the amount. I think anything is better than nothing, and it's just getting the responsibility. I think one thing, just to finish up on the On Puss one, the On Puss one's really good because you can actually set chores in the app, and when they complete the chores, they get paid. So that's a really clever piece that On Puss have brought to their money made account, actually, in fairness. That's probably what that listener was referring to in relation to that account.
Finally, listeners, as I still give my children their pocket money in cash, because I like when they can see the pile is getting smaller. I think it makes the whole thing much more real. Yeah. Paul Merriman, founder of Ask Paul and CEO of Fairstone. Eric Tracy, thanks a million for joining us, and psychotherapist Beth-Ann O'Riordan.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.